I'm going to focus on one nekuda in the Gemara tonight. The Gemara says, Rabbi Kiva darshins from the pasuk of the Ibadata Meshemam in Amochem Ahu, Ahu Lechaneis Lashem, that you're mechuyev to give a derogatory title or derogatory name for the Avodah Zarah. So first the Gemara says, Yochel Lashvach. The Gemara has a hava mina that maybe you should give a title that's not derogatory, but rather it's Lashvach. So the Gemara says, no, it can't be, because it says, Talmud Loimer Shaketz Teshaktenu V'Saiv Tesavenu Kicheremhu. We have a pasuk that says you're supposed to be Meshaketz, you're supposed to make the Avodah Zarah disgusting, deplorable, therefore you're supposed to, it must be that you give it a derogatory name. Now the question is, what exactly is the Hava mean over here, that you would give an Avodah Zarah a Shem L'Shvach? What's the, why would there be such a Hava mina? So I found in the Darkei Tshuva in Yerideas and in Kuf Mem Zayin, he brings b'shem the sefer lechem starim and avodah zarah daf mem vav. I don't have the sefer. I'm not sure if maybe he's coming from here. He says a halacha like this. He says, what happens if you have an avodah zarah that has a derogatory name? For example, we find that there were avodah zarahs that they used to have a derogatory form of b'zayindik, a form of avodah po'er. They used to, a person would be po'er atzmei l'po'er. So the lechem starim says, what about an avodah zarah that has a name that's a b'zayin? It's a bad name. It's a disgusting name. So he says, the halacha is that you're supposed to be mechana l'shem l'gnai acher. He says, you find a different disgusting name for the Avodah Zarah. Don't call it by that disgusting name. Give it a different disgusting name. So I was thinking that maybe that's the Pshat in the Gemara. Maybe that's even where the Lechem Starim is coming from. I don't have the Sefer. He brings it on the Kitzer. But maybe Gufa, the Lechem Starim, is learning the Gemara that there would have been a Havamina than an Avodah Zarah that has a name, l'gnai. So it's like Pa'ur, that the Derech Avodah is with a gnai. So over there, I would think that you give it a name l'shvach. Kamash Malon, that's the Gemara's Chiddush, that no. That even if you have Avodah Zarah that has a Shem L'Gnai, you don't turn around and give it a name L'Shvach to represent the opposite form of the opposite of what the Avodah Zarah wants. Rather, you give it a Shem Gnai Acher. But the point is that you definitely have to give it a Shem L'Gnai. That's Nekuda number one. Now, the second Ha'ara on this Gemara, or from this Gemara, is a Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Samach Gimel. The Gemara Paskins in Sanhedrin Daf Samach Gimel, the Gemara brings a pasuk, V'shem Alehim Acherim Leisaskiru Lo Yishama Al Picha, that you're not allowed to mention the name of Avodah Zarah. It's halacha which is Gepaskins in Shulchan Aruch Yerideas and Kuf Mem Zayin. The question is, why do you need a pasuk? Why do you need a din at all, according to Rabbi Kiva, of V'shem Alehim Acherim Leisaskiru Lo Yishama Al Picha, if there's a halacha that you're supposed to be Mechana L'Shem L'Gnai, you're supposed to turn around the name of the Avodah Zarah, not just that you're not allowed to mention the name of the Avodah Zarah, but you're supposed to give it a Shem L'Gnai, so obviously you're not allowed to mention the name of Avodah Zarah. Why do we need another lot? So the truth is, it's possible that it's Machlokes Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. The Rambam doesn't bring this din of the Gemara at all. So maybe that Gemara is according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, our Gemara is Rabbi Kiva, but it's not mashma like that. So I think that you could give a simple teretz, a pashta teretz. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam really doesn't bring down this halacha at all. This halacha to be Mechana Shem L'Gnai is not brought in Rambam. The Lecha Mishnah has difficulty with it. Why doesn't the Rambam bring this halacha that you're supposed to give a derogatory name for an Avodah Zarah? If you look in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber does paskin halacha. In Kuf Mem Vav, Sif Tes Vav, the Mechaber paskins that you're supposed to be Mechane Shem L'Gnai. You're supposed to give an Avodah Zarah Shem L'Gnai. The Taz brings, or the Shach brings, B'Shem the Maharshal, B'Shem the Prisha, B'Shem the Maharshal. This halacha, to give an Avodah Zarah a derogatory name, is only in Eretz Yisrael. As always, the Shach, B'Shem the Maharshal. Only in Eretz Yisrael. So the Taz says, why? What would be the reason for that? Why would there only be a din to give an Avodah Zarah a derogatory name in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz La'aretz? And the Taz says that the Marshal is a Toy Sefer, and the Marshal really belongs on the first din of the Shulchan Aruch, which is the din to be Mashrish Achareha, which is the other din that we have in our Gemara over here, that when you destroy Avodah Zarah, you're supposed to be Masharish Achareha, you're supposed to uproot it from the Shairish. And he says that that's what the Marshal is going on, that which the Marshal wrote, that it's only in Eretz Yisrael, it's not going on the din of being Mechana Shem L'Gnai. Mechana Shem L'Gnai is halacha all over the place. And the Marshal is going on a different halacha. That's what the Taz says. Which means, I'm sorry? Uprooting is a mitzvah in Avodah, it's a mitzvah in Eretz Yisrael. That's all the psukim are saying. When you go into Eretz Yisrael, you're going to find Avodah Zarah, you're supposed to uproot them. That's an ikur that in Eretz Yisrael we're cleansing at Eretz Yisrael. There was plenty of Avodah Zarah in Chutz La'aretz also. The Torah gave a mitzvah in Eretz Yisrael. Al-Kapanim, the Taz paskins that the din kinu shem l'gnai is taka in Chutz La'aretz as well. It's machloik is Taz and Shach. Kumtz again the Shach and the Kudus HaKesef. And the Shach says no. He says the Marshal is not a Tali Sefer. The Marshal Talocha, the Marshal Taka holds that the din to be Mechane L'Shem L'Gnai is only in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz L'Aretz. Says the Shach, why? What's the reason? So he says, because look at the drasha. Where does Rabbi Akiva darshan this halacha from? From the pasuk Ibadatem Eshemon Min Hamokaim Hahu. Min Hamokaim Hahu is dafka in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore says the Nekudas HaKesef that this halacha is negay only in Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbi Yisrael, according to this, we have a pasuk to teretz our original question. We asked that where would the din of Shem Aleihim Acherim Loi Saskiru Loi Yisham Al Picha, where would that be Negeya? We already have a halacha that you have to be Mechana L'Shem L'Gnai. You have Mechuyiv to take the Avodah Zarah, be Mechana L'Shem L'Gnai. The Teretz is Pashut. The Teretz is that if you hold like the Shach, that it's only a din in Eretz Yisrael, like the Shach B'Shem L'Arashal, so Kum Techois is Gevaldig enough Kamina. In Eretz Yisrael, when it comes to Avodah Zarah, you have to refer to it, you're not just allowed to call it by its name, but you have to give it a derogatory name. In Chutz La'aretz, where this halacha doesn't apply, over there, the halacha is you don't have to give them derogatory names, but al kaponim, you're not allowed to mention the name of the Avodah Zarah. That much, you're not allowed to mention the name of the Avodah Zarah. Now, there's a question as to what about a base Avodah Zarah, a church. I did not communicate with Rabbi Reisman what I would speak about tonight, but I see Baruch Hashem, we both were mechavin on the same track. He stelts over here at Chuvasan Hoggis in Simitav Samach Beis. He talks about calling a church, giving a derogatory name to a church. Many people refer to a church as a yoizel or as a beis tumah. We refer to priests as galochim. And he says, Rabbi Moshe Steinbuch says, that the root for this minig is in this Gemara. And then he seems to say over here that it's a real, he says, bazem mekayim mitzvah mi'ibadetem eshamam. As I talk to Moshe Steinbuch. Now, l'chayra, obviously, this is pashut, that according to the Shach, there's no question that that's not true. There's no question. I think that even if you go like the Taz, that their mitzvah is even in Chutz La'aretz, the Gemara doesn't say anywhere over here that it's a din to call the building of the Avodah Zarah by a derogatory name. We find that there are different levels of Avodah Zarah. There's Avodah Zarah, there's Meshamshe Avodah Zarah, there's Takrevis Avodah Zarah, there's Noy Avodah Zarah. And the whole din over here that we find in this Gemara, Abay Ta'abadun, is baker on the Avodah Zarah itself. On the base Avodah Zarah, which has a din of Mishamshe Avodah Zarah, we don't find the halacha. On the Oivde Avodah Zarah, we don't find the halacha. And I'm not so sure that there's a kiyum of a mitzvah sase of the Yibadetem Hashemam and Amokim Avu. I think it's a big chiddush to say that. One thing we can definitely say that that's mistama, the source for the custom. The source for the minig is probably rooted in this. It's the same ruach. It's the same concept. It's basically in the spirit of this mitzvah. We had this inyan to call a church a beis tumah or a yaisel, whatever we call it. But to be considered a kiyum mitzvah of the Ibadetem Hashemam, that is l'chayra a chiddush. Now one can ask on this, that if you look in the Lashon of the Gemara over here, on the seventh line, the Gemara says, Ketzad, Hayu kayrin oisa beis galya, kayrin oisa beis karya. If they called it a beis galya, which is a high house, they call it a beis karya, which is a low house. So l'chayra, it seems that haka, you're referring about the bayis, the home, which would in effect be the church. But I don't think that it's a raya, because the Gemara over here is saying Beis Galya could be the name of the Avodah Zarah was Galya. They identified the bias al shem the Avodah Zarah. And if that's the case, the din to call it Beis Karya, to switch it to a house of low, a house of debt, is not because you're supposed to call a church by a derogatory name, but rather because when the name of the church has the name of the Avodah Zarah in it, so when you refer to the part of the name that has the Avodah Zarah, you have to refer to it by a derogatory name. But it's not a din to name a church by a different name. It is a chiddush to say that calling a church by a derogatory name is a kiyum of the mitzvah say. I'll end with an interesting tshuva in a Beis Yitzchak. I found a Meredik tshuva in a Beis Yitzchak. It's brought down also in Darkei Tshuva, in Yeridei, in Kuf Mem Zayin, Tzivkot and Dalet. The tshuva is in Beis Yitzchak, Chelek Aleph, Yeridei, Asim in Kuf Nun Beis. He was talking over there about I guess you would call it the EMS of their time. He says it was a Bikur Chaylim society, but it doesn't sound like it was Satmar exactly. And they gave it a name of an Avodah Zarah. And he says that the question was if they were allowed to refer to this organization by its name, because it's the name of an Avodah Zarah. And the Beis Yitzchak Paskins, he says that since technically this same Avodah Zarah has not been Nishtaka, which means that although they sort of transferred the name of the Avodah Zarah to this organization, he says, since it still represents the name of an Avodah Zarah, you're not allowed to refer to this organization by its name. So he brings in the end of the tshuva, brings a very interesting ha'ara. He says that a chacham ezechad was ma'orer him, Shegam tevas mamoin, shenizgar v'shagar b'fikol hu gam ken shen elu lakesef. Says mamoin, which is money, is the name of an avodah zarah. It was the name of the god of money. Now, so he says, ay bazoi, maybe you're not allowed to call money money. Azoi zach the Beis Yitzchak brings the chacham echad as ma'ir. So he says heishiv. He answers no. Yesh l'chalik. The shem mamoin kfar nishtaka mishem ho'elil. There's no such god that has the name mamon anymore. And he says, and it's only mamon. Only money has that name, and therefore you don't have the problem of shem alehim acherim. You wouldn't have to call it by a derogatory name. I'm scared to argue on the Beis Yitzchak, but I think fakar today money's not money. Money is an avodah zarah. The ganze money is an avodah zarah. It could be behind the gezeiten in fakar, you would have to call money something else. But it's very interesting. All kidding aside, it's an interesting tshuva in the Beis Yitzchak bechlal that the name of money stems taka from an avodah zarah. So the next time somebody tells you that a money is an avodah zarah, it's not a joke. It's taka the shame of mamon. Taka has deeply rooted Shiroshim in the shame in a shame avodah zarah. But again, the yisoid of the Beis Yitzchak is kedai to know, and that is that any avodah zarah that is not that the avodah zarah, that it's nishtaka, the shame of the avodah zarah is gone entirely, and that name does not represent anywhere at any time in any place a shame of an avodah zarah. That name you're allowed to use because now it became something else. This is very negeya by the months of the year. We know that the months of the year, all the Hebrew months, what we refer to as Hebrew months, are rave of them are shemus of avodah zarah. Tammuz is the shame of avodah zarah. Many of them are shemus of avodah zarah. So chayra, one could have asked that how could we mention the shemus? So the truth is that it could be it's a shame that's nizkar in the pasuk. Although we don't find kemat in Gantz Tanakh, we don't find names of months. We always find that they're referred to by numbers. We do find in Megillas Esther. We find that the months were given names over there, right? Over there, the Chodesh Adar and Chodesh Nisan. Over there, Megillas Esther does mention the names of the months. Aber Lamaisa L'Chayr, the simple teretz would be that this same Yisayit of the Beis Yitzchak, that the reason why there's no concern with the Shem Avodah Zarah is because since there's no more Avodah Zarah anymore, it's Nishtaka and Gansan, the Shem of the Avodah Zarah. And now the Iker Shem represents the name of a month, so it would be like money. And therefore, just like by Mamain, we say it's not anymore the shame of an Avodah Zarah anymore. And therefore, there's no concern of a shame of Avodah Zarah. So to the names of the months, you'd be able to refer to them by their names, and there's no concern of shame of shame alehim acherim, and there's no inyan to be mechana lo shame if you were in Eretz Yisrael. Because Lamaisa, it was nishtaka, the shame was nishtaka from Avodah Zarah, and now it took on a whole new identity, a whole new form, as the names of months. So it's a good question. I'm not sure what a saint is exactly. There is a ritva over here. The ritva refers to kadeshim. Kadeshim was the title for priests. I'm not sure. The ritva is mashma that if they somehow make their saints into gods, that it would be an isser. The only rishon who says it is a ritva. So would l'chayra be telling in that? If there's an isser, if their saints mamish become an avodah zarah, then an echanami. I'm not so sure if their saints are really avodah zarah or it's just a... I'm not sure what it is. They didn't teach me that stuff, so I'm not sure exactly what the name is.